Michael Sheen and David Tennant are back in a new series of Staged, which was a huge hit of the first lockdown of 2020. It sees the pair attempt to navigate their, quote, new normal at home with their increasingly exasperated families while simultaneously trying to tackle the world of virtual Hollywood and their ever more fragile egos. And to be delighted to be joined again by the creator and writer of Staged, Simon Evans. Simon, we spoke at the time of the first series, and I don't think I had seen all of it and had all of the delights of the various guest stars who appeared throughout that series. We can probably talk about some of them. I know you won't even, you'll barely tell me what happens in episode one of season two. But just for those who didn't see stage one, give us the basic premise that set you off on making this first lockdown series with Michael Sheen and David Tennant.
Sure, and look, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back and talking to you again. What a bizarre and quick-moving year. So series one was based on the idea that David Tennant and Michael Sheen were supposed to be doing a play in the West End, and I was supposed to be their director. I had wrangled these two megastars to be in my play, and then the pandemic hit, and my character being too ambitious, I suppose, if not particularly effectual, decided that he would try and keep them both on board, David and Michael, by rehearsing the play via Zoom. Yeah. But it actually sort of degrades pretty quickly into just them filling time on Zoom. It should feel, I hope it feels like you've accidentally clicked on the wrong link in a Zoom meeting and found yourself on a Zoom call with David Tennant and Michael Sheen. Yeah. They don't know you're there and you just sit quietly and listen to them talk about absolute rubbish. Well, I'm 15 minutes.
I'm wondering how they would feel about you using the term degrade. That degrades into something because it was a very entertaining 15 minutes. They may have been talking absolute rubbish, but absolute rubbish that to a large extent the words were put into their mouths by you, or was it a very improvised and loose system?
It was very much put into their mouths by me, at least to begin with. I mean, we had so little time to make it. Both seasons, we felt we were fighting against relevance. In both cases, we thought the world is about to return to normal. We hope the world is about to return to normal. People won't want to watch anything that Zoom-related or pandemic referencing as soon as they go back to normal. So let's move really quickly. So I wrote scripts and they were pretty detailed. But then the joy of writing both series really was that I was sort of writing it while we were filming it. So I was writing later episodes while we were filming. So I was just spending a lot of time with David and Michael. And when we weren't filming, they were just chatting and I was scribbling things down. Whenever one or the other of them would say something funny to the other, I would write it down. And all I then had to do was pretty much copy verbatim what they've said. And then when they both stopped one or the other of them because they were too polite, I just pushed them another stage or two. I just said, what if you carried on for another couple of minutes? What madness would you start talking about? And that was just a treat.
And we had the treat of Samuel Jackson. We had the treat of Judi Dench. We had the treat of so many great stars who appeared, and the families of both David Tennant and Michael Sheen, who I don't know whether they kind of found themselves in the first series by default or not, but they were there as well. So where are we as season two starts? What's the state of play with these two versions of Michael Sheen and David Tennant, rather fragile egos that these particular two actor stroke characters have?
Well, what can I tell you? Well, we do take it in a slightly different... We were so thrilled and delighted by how well it had been received. And because of that, there was certainly, it felt like an appetite from the BBC and from people who'd watched it for more. But we all had a bit of a concern that when this is a thing of its time and of its place and it's Zoom based and the second series is still that. So we thought there has to be some slightly new way of approaching it. So there is something, it's a little bit different, but I won't spoil that yet.
Right.
But fundamentally, I think the first series was set in a time when everybody, well, at least in the UK, everyone's experience was the same. We were all in the same version of lockdown. So everyone was going through the same rules, the same restrictions. Everyone was unique in how, you know, what their family unit was and how it was affecting them, but the rules were the same. Whereas we started to create this in a time when everyone was sort of returning to normality at slightly different rates. And, you know, I had friends who were going back to work immediately, whereas theatre and film was sort of stalling behind. So this series is a bit more about there are parts of the world that are getting back to normal. And will David and Michael be pulled along with that, or will they be left behind by that? So it's a bit more about this next phase, I think, of can we just get back to normal now? I'm missing it.
Yeah,
terribly.
And I suppose in the case of an actor, the one thing that gets life back to normal is the wondrous delight of a call from your agent. However, you might hope that your agent would have a rough idea who you were. Let's listen to a clip. Michael Sheen, his American agent, played by Ben Schwartz, is on here. And I think he must represent David Tennant as well. I know so little about it, they wouldn't even let me look at episode one. So let's have a listen to a clip.
Sure.
David, you still have the same Gmail account? Great. And Michael, I don't have any contact information. May I send it to your band's MySpace account?
You have no contact. You're my agent, and you have no contact information for me.
Is this you, the real David Frost at AOL.com?
That is not me.
Okay, I have been emailing that person. You've been getting a bunch of branded stuff. I'm gonna scroll through it. Tenet, did you get the Tenet audition?
The Tenant audition?
Yeah, no, Tenet. Tenet. Christopher Nolan did a movie called Tenet. The Joker, did you get that?
No,
you got a straight offer for Joker, did you get that?
No, I didn't get any of them.
A lot of his stuff goes to Martin Sheen. That's usually who people really want.
Okay, all right, so I'll forward your stuff to Martin Sheen. Does that sound good?
No, that works. Just do that, Tom.
There you go. That's Tom is the name of the American agent there, I'm guessing, played by Ben Schwartz, and Michael Sheen, played by Michael Sheen, David Tennant, played by David Tennant, and Simon Evans, creator and co-creator and writer and director, is on the phone with me this evening ahead of season two of Stitch, which starts tonight, I believe, isn't it, on BBC, Simon?
Yeah, that's right. It starts in 2 hours, as long as Boris Johnson's announcement doesn't overrun. That we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, so you're looking forward to it a lot. You appeared in the last series season yourself. Now, did you put yourself into a more of a creator and director role this time, or is there still a little bit of acting going on?
No, I still pop up as well. I think you need to have somebody in there that David and Michael can just. Beat down upon whenever the occasion arises. I think it was lovely when you bring in people like Sam and Judy and some of the amazing people that we've got second series. They usually come in order to deflate Michael and David a little bit. Right. So it's always good to have a punching bag, and I seem to have fallen neatly into that role. So it's always helpful to put me in it just to let them bend.
Yeah, I noticed it's Sam and Judy now. I would have thought it was Mr. Jackson and Dame Judy when you were doing season one. A lot easier to get people to make those little cameo appearances, I would guess, for season two.
Yes, it very much is. And they're Lord Jackson and Dame Judy, of course, to their faces. The world is still, in some ways, it was easier because people had seen the first series and seemed to have enjoyed it. And we found that we were going out to people, and we had a sort of proof of concept which had been reasonably well received. So everyone felt a bit safer jumping into our sandbox to play. But then on the other hand, when we made the first series, Samuel L. Jackson and Judi Dench were both sitting at home with nothing else to do. So us knocking on their door saying, do you want to come and play, was perhaps an easy thing. Whereas when we went out to people for the second series, some of them were starting to go through that return to normality and were starting to work. So there was a bit more of a juggling of schedule. Right. So yes, there was a great warmth for the show, which is lovely. But similarly, people were, back at it, and so we had to negotiate that.
Waste of my time asking you who's appearing in season two, apart from Michael Sheen and David Tennant. I know, so I won't. Simon, lovely to speak with you again.
So lovely to speak to you. Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Not at all, Simon Evans. There and that second season of Stage starts on BBC One Television tonight at 9:45.